Well, I think the future of Ohio and I think the future of America is at stake. As I said, I think Ohio can provide a firewall for the Obama administration as they face the 2012 election. But we also need to focus on 2010 and making sure that we win the apportionment board here in Ohio so that we can draw fair boundaries for our legislative districts and for our congressional districts. We've got to keep the radical right wing from trying to capture control of this state. And as I said, Ohio, as goes Ohio, so goes America. I think everyone understands that. Both political parties understand that. And what I've tried to do as governor is provide focused, mature, steady leadership in the most difficult of economic times. And I believe that my opponent is reckless, impulsive, and really doesn't understand the needs of working Ohioans and working families. And so there's much at stake here, the future of our state and the future of our nation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, the campaign, I think, is going well. We really haven't engaged. Mr. Kasich and I haven't engaged directly, and I'm looking forward to that because, quite frankly, I think it's time that the people of Ohio have a chance to hear the two of us talk about our plans, our vision for the future, and what we hope to accomplish if we are elected to the governor's office for, in my case, another term, and for his, in his case, the first term. But I can tell you that I believe the people of Ohio want and need mature, steady leadership that is focused on creating jobs and caring for those who are in need of health care, our kids in need of education, affordable college, all of those things that are so basic to the people of our state. On the other hand, I think Mr. Kasich, with his reckless proposal to eliminate our state's income tax, which provides 46% of our state's total general revenue, is just simply a reckless proposal. I think it indicates that he really doesn't either understand the responsibilities of the state of Ohio to provide services to the citizens, or he simply doesn't care. But in any case, what he is proposing, I think, is totally unacceptable. I think the people of Ohio will understand that if we're going to have a state where we educate our kids, where we keep college affordable, where we provide for our elderly, where we maintain our infrastructure, Mr. Kasich's proposal would be devastating. And so I look forward to the chance to engage John Kasich as this campaign unfolds.
Thing I know, Ohio just made finalists in the race to the top in the education effort.
Yes.
How excited are you about that?
Well, Ohio is one of the 16 finalists in the race to the top effort. There were, I think, 41 states that competed. They've narrowed it down to 16, Ohio being one of those 16. We will now send a team to Washington to further advocate for Ohio's being chosen as one of the winners. That will take place during the week of March the 5th, I believe. And if we are successful, we will be able to receive over $400 million to help improve our schools here in Ohio. So I'm very hopeful. I think we submitted a very strong application, and I am hopeful and waiting for the results to be announced. I think those results will be announced during the first week of April. So we've come so far, and I'm proud of our state thus far, but we've got more work to do in order to emerge as one of the final winners.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Cool.